Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is the first time this has ever happened. My whole switchboard froze on me. I've never had this happen before. Unbelievable. So I am too done, too pissed, too through, but hopefully now I'm actually online, and I do have a caller here. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this happened. I do apologize. Who am I speaking with?
Your favorite person in the whole wide world. Next
oh,
year.
In the whole wide world.
Next to
yeah, right, next to him. Yeah, my whole switchboard just froze on me. I don't know what the heck happened. That was just weird. That was weird. So we're going to have to, the show was only 30 minutes long, so we're going to probably have to do another scandal show. We're waiting for others to call in. Now, when I say this, I bet everybody's going to go, are you kidding me? I have not watched Scandal since the first season.
Slap yourself, then blame yourself.
I don't know. I mean, when I first saw the first season, I really enjoyed it. But then I kind of got like, I don't know if I want to deal with Olivia Pope anymore. But that could be also because I have a cousin whose real name is Olivia Pope in real life. And, yeah, but anyway. But I heard there's a lot going on.
There is.
So
I don't know,
tell us what's going on.
So, right now, Olivia has lost her everlasting mind because, like I like to say, she realized all her friends, or her closest friends anyway, like to kill people in their spare time. Now, in all fairness, this would have been something.
In their spare time.
That's what they do. She would have never known this. She could have kept right on wearing her white hat and saving people who just have bad reputations but didn't commit anything that would send them straight to hell if God came down today. But no, she wanted to challenge her father, who at the time was command, and now Jake is command. She challenged him and said she wanted to know, she needed to know, she could handle it. He told her no. She said she's a grown woman, she could do whatever she wants, and she found out. And now she can't keep it together. 1 second she's laughing, then she's crying, then her lip is quivering, then she don't know if she want to stand up or sit down. She doesn't know what she's doing with her life anymore. And it's her fault.
See, the thing is that what I've just seen with somebody, you know, some people were saying that, yeah, all of her friends are murderers. But I thought she knew that anyway, because that's what I thought. She already was aware of that. So I'm assuming she wasn't aware that they were all crazy.
No. She knew Huck was crazy, and she didn't even necessarily know he was crazy. She knew he'd been through a lot, and she knew he used to kill. That was the only one she knew. She also knew that Quinn was set up. She knew that Abby technically isn't a murderer, technically. I don't know. But she knew majority of her friends weren't. She assumed Fitz wasn't a murderer. She just knew he was a cheater. Then she comes to find out Fitz is a murderer. Quinn is a murderer. She already knew Huck was a murderer. She's pretty soon going to find out Harrison's a murderer.
He is too?
Oh, yes. Harrison was sleeping with his boss, who is Adnan Salif, who works for/with Olivia's mom. And the only reason I knew that they knew each other was because when Olivia's dad, I believe in the beginning of season 3, Olivia's dad was explaining to Olivia about her mom and Adnan's leave. That's where I heard that name. So they're murderers. David isn't a murderer. Yeah, he's not a murderer. The rest of them are. Everybody else is.
See, I guess I need to start getting caught up on it, because at first, you know, when I first saw the first season, I really liked it, but then they had the, you know, the president getting shot and his wife, and I'm thinking, man, I don't have time for all this BS. But everybody's, like, big time and, like, serious watchers, serious viewers, serious. Like, people, like, when I was looking at the Scandal group, people, like, losing it were to the point where I guess someone was murdered or killed or got ran over by a milk truck or something, and they had put it in like him having a real life funeral. It was like, what was his name? James Novak
is Cyrus the Demon. Okay, Cyrus is the president's closest advisor. I'm not sure what the official title is, but that's what he is. He's the closest advisor.
Now, is that the one who, like, went off on him when he was having an affair with Olivia and was telling him that, you know, this, that, and the other. And
yes, the
I think
one.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the one that was going to, because I heard, because I remember when he was saying that his male boyfriend, I guess a husband, told him that, "I want to adopt a real fat baby," or some crap I saw at the end. I'm like,
James,
oh, brother.
James wanted to adopt a fat African baby, yes. Well, James, what ended up happening was Cyrus set up James to sleep with Sally's husband to prove that Sally's husband, Sally being the vice president, was gay. However, Cyrus didn't bargain for James to actually do it. And when James found out that he was being set up, he actually did it. And since then, he told himself he no longer loved Cyrus and that he would do whatever it took to take Cyrus down. So he was setting Cyrus up. He was bugging. He had a bug in Cyrus's office that he found in the episode before James was killed. And he apologized to James, and he cried and all this other madness. And then James was about to blackball Cyrus. And then James, once again, for the second time, James went back on.
Welcome, you're on the line. We're talking. Go ahead.
Hi, dude. This is Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooke. I guess you already hear that we're discussing scandal.
Yes, I hear it.
And I just get a surprise that, yeah, I haven't watched it since season one.
What? This is like three?
Right. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I told her she needs to go fire herself.
Anyway, we have another caller on the line. Caller, who else is on the line? Hello?
I just heard.
Oh, I guess that's me. My bad. I was just listening. I guess I must have pressed one by mistake.
You want to put you back on hold? Do you watch Scandal?
Girl, carry
on. Do you
on.
Watch it? Want to put you back on hold?
I don't watch Scandal. The Walking Dead is the business. Fuck
Bye,
Scandal.
Dad.
But go ahead, girls. Go ahead, girls.
So, James got killed by Jake because everybody's sick and tired of his BS. I don't care about everybody crying over James and James deserves a wig. No, James is a turncoat. James plays too many games, and James is just like Zoe from damn House of Cards, and the bitch had it coming. Keep your mouth closed and keep your eyes on yourself, and you wouldn't be dead. It's very simple.
Do you agree
James
with that?
James was killed because, no, I mean, he was killed pretty much because he knows too much. He's, you know, he was blabbing his mouth, and Jake is trying to protect the Republic, as he keeps saying.
Right. Because Jake runs B613 technically now, and if he doesn't make sure the Republic keeps running as it should, people are going to kill him. So he had to get rid of either David or Jake or both of them. It would have been harder to clean up if they killed David, though, which is really what I think. Which is why they only killed Jake because, I mean, which is why they only killed James because who cares about him, I mean, besides Cyrus and the couple other friends that they have.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Everybody else was crying because Cyrus was crying. I still feel
that cry was pretty horrible, but still.
I still feel like it would have been worse had Cyrus found out the full extent of the betrayal James was going to give him. That would have been more painful than James dying. At least James died with you thinking that y'all made up, everything was great, he never stopped loving you, everything was perfect. Be happy, that's what you got. Because you didn't deserve that, but be happy, that's what you got.
So why is it so many I really do need to catch up. Why is it so many conspiracies and people killing each other? And at first I thought it was just about Olivia being in love with the president, and that was the biggest scandal that there would be, because that is a scandal right there. That's scandalous. So I thought that was the only scandal that there was. So from the way you two are talking, it's crap all over the place. There's secrets, sure. People killing each other, and what the hell's going on?
It's too much to explain in this show. You need, like, several blog talk radio
right.
to tell you everything.
Because all the scandals, Fitz's children might not be his.
Oh, wow. The two. Wait a minute. She only had, I thought she was pregnant. Did she have one before that pregnancy? Or?
Well, she has two. She has the two older ones. Then she was pregnant with another one.
So they may not be his. So who may they may be?
His father's?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. For real?
His father raped Melly once.
And the second time?
And, right, well, we don't know about the second time, but what was ironic was they never stated how long they've been married in this one episode, but they kept having sex, and his father made a point to say they were having sex like jackrabbits since they'd been married. And when they called Fitz down, he says, "I'm trying to get her pregnant," which indicates you've been trying for a while and it still hasn't happened. Then his father molests her, and suddenly she's pregnant.
So
yeah.
She's being raped, being molested, and not telling anyone about it, meaning that she must be enjoying it or dealing with it.
Well, she couldn't tell because he was the governor of California, and that's like the biggest scandal of California. Who was she going to tell?
No, because remember, Fitz would have believed her because Fitz didn't like his dad. The reason she didn't tell was because she realized in order for Fitz to run for president, she had to get his dad to stop putting him down. So if she held the fact that his dad raped her over his head, she could control his dad. So she kept the rape to herself to ensure that his dad would back up his son in running for president because she wanted to be first lady.
Pretty much.
And she promised Cyrus she would do whatever it took to make sure Fitz became president.
So basically, scandal is another SL.
Oh, see, when I say this, people tell me I'm crazy. Yes, it is.
It
except,
is.
And that's
if
how
you
people
think about it, it is.
Sex.
It is. It really is. So she basically would. Now, you said molested. Now, she's a grown woman. So that is either a – you can't
she
get
was
raped.
Raped.
Well, I mean,
raped
I can't,
her.
I can't
Sorry,
say
raped
you
her.
Can't get raped twice. I'm not going to say that. But if she was raped the first time, and as you said, holding it over his head, okay, fine. So what happened the second time?
We don't know if the daughter is really Fitz's or maybe somebody else's. We don't know that yet. Maybe this next episode we might find out everything, but right
Possibly.
Now we don't know.
Right.
Now, is this the last episode of the season, the one that's coming out this Thursday?
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
No.
So this just started.
Yeah, I did hear that it's only going to be like 8 episodes, so it's going to end pretty early.
How many episodes has it been so far?
That's usually 13 per. It's usually 13 per season. Well,
but she,
not
you
per
know,
se-
she's
it's 23 per
so,
season, right?
So
they
can't
keep
filming for that long.
And she's showing, right?
So I. So
Which
I'm,
is funny
I'm hoping,
because
I'm hopeful
the way
that
they keep shooting
season
her.
2 is on Netflix. So I can catch up. Because next time we talk about this, I would like to have a little bit more knowledge. I just honestly don't know if I'm just ready to have another damn show that I'm going to commit to watch every Thursday. Because the only reason why I watched the first scandal, because it was on Netflix and I was bored and a friend of mine said, "Girl, you should watch Scandal, you know, this, that, and the other." When she said Olivia Pope, I was like, damn, that's my real-life cousin's name. Maybe I will go ahead and watch it. So I watched it, and I actually enjoyed it. But then after a while, I was like, I don't know if I want to be putting up with this bullshit again because I got enough to deal with watching The Walking Freaking Dead. That's, you know, I don't know if I want a whole nother show to commit to. But because we may start this as a scandal talk show every now and then, maybe I will try to get caught up on it and see if I can get into it again. Because some of it sounds interesting, but it sounds like it's like all over the place.
Well, it's not necessarily all. I think that there is a general point. I think everybody's, at this point, everybody's just looking at it like, oh, this show is a mess because Olivia's falling apart and everything else is falling apart. But the way the show was written, the author, Shonda, she does this thing where she gives you a small picture and she slowly zooms out on the picture, which is why so many people, like people who don't watch the show at all and don't understand and just see that it's Olivia and hear that she's the second woman and Fitz, who's the president, and so on and so forth, and they're like, oh, well, she's a hoe. But
yeah.
Then if you're introduced to the story, it's kind of like when you see, we talk about SL, right? It's kind of like an SL, and you see a couple, say you're out at a club or somewhere, you see a couple, and they look so cute, and they look so lovey-dovey, but then you look on Facebook, and you see the same guy, but you see he's partnered, and it's not the same girl. Then your mind gets to thinking, but with this one, it's more like they paint the picture that Olivia is really who Fitz is meant to be with, and Melly is just some evil bitch that he can't get rid of. And that's what everybody stuck on, this love story between Olivia and Fitz. But as far as I'm concerned, Fitz can die. He can die today.
Oh,
I don't want
Whoa.
Him there. He needs to go away. We can live with Jake. Okay, just say
no. We cannot, Jake.
We can.
No,
because I'm tired
no.
of him.
I don't
okay,
think Joe could work
why
without.
Why can't we live with Jake? Why can we?
Why can we? Because
why
can't
we?
If Fitz dies, everyone assumes that that would mean the end of the story. Olivia would be so grief-stricken. And for one, she'd have to actually confront emotions, which is what she's currently learning to do, confronting her emotions. And she would have no choice but to end with Jake. And everyone thinks that's not enough conflict. But Jake is essentially turning into Olivia's father, which is everything Olivia is trying to run away from. So she would have to now be in the conflict of her father, who more than likely would have been the reason why Fitz is dead, and Jake, who is slowly turning into her father, who she basically started sleeping with when she was supposed to still be with the president, but he was playing games, so she kind of dumped him. It would be a lot of turmoil, and we wouldn't need the bummy-ass, dead-weight-ass president who keeps making these false promises that he's supposedly going to keep, but Olivia keeps blowing it off. But correct me if I'm wrong. If a man wants to be with you, he will be with you. Just saying.
So, Brooklyn, what do you think? You think the president and she will be together in the end, or you think that's too much
no.
as far as you don't think they will be together?
No. The story pretty much is she's supposed to stay the mistress. If the president dies, pretty much, to me, honestly, that's the end of the show, because that's, like, the whole point of the show is this back-and-forth battle that they have with their emotions and how they feel about each other, and how when things don't go with the way they want, they run to each other. That's pretty much the show. I don't
so
think she's going to end up with Jake.
So it's basically another Walking Dead, because I always said that when they got to the prison, I told Angel, like, they're at the prison, this is not going to be a happy ending with the prison, because if they get in there and they don't have any turmoil, any bullshit, then of course the show's over. Because basically they're in the prison, they're locked in or whatever. So basically what you're saying is that if the president dies, there's not enough conflict, although Bomb-Bomb thinks that there is enough conflict because the other guy will start acting more like her father. But I think the storyline, from what I can see and what I remember, it does seem like the thing with the president and her is like the big, you know, bad. Although it seems like damn near everybody knows, if I'm not mistaken, that they're messing around. Am I right? Well, at least in her case,
everybody knows.
Oh, not everybody knows?
No, everybody knows.
That's what I thought. Everybody knew by now.
We really can't tell. I don't know if, like, the people that work with her know. Maybe Huck knows. I'm pretty sure Huck knows. But everybody else, they don't really, like, say anything about it. So
wait,
I don't know.
Wait, who don't know what?
That Olivia and Fitz are together. Well,
yeah, they do know. Because, remember, that's why they made her the case. Because they figured it out. And she basically ended up having to tell them. And after they figured it out, they basically started acting like nothing happened to take things back to being normal. The only person who didn't act like nothing happened was Quinn's old trifling monkey ass. Excuse all these bad languages.
Which one is Quinn? Now, there was one that came new on the, because when I started watching, she came new. Then there was another blonde chick that was already like, I guess Olivia saved her from her husband or dude beating the shit out of her.
That's Abby.
That's Abby.
Quinn was the new one.
The redhead.
I thought she had blonde hair.
Well, she had strawberry blonde, and then she went to pure red.
Is she still involved in everything or what?
She's dating David.
Okay, who's David?
The DA.
Is that the one with the accent?
The
yeah,
lawyer.
We need to catch up. Because, see, you guys can tell I was season one because I remember someone getting married.
He was in season one, the one with the glasses.
Married. Okay,
yeah,
so I remember somebody
going
to get married or something. See, I just looked on Netflix, and it is on Netflix. It is. So I just looked on Netflix, so that's a good thing because I'm like over here going, hey, so who's that? Is that person still there? They could have been dead like at the end of season one.
Everybody's
season
pretty much
two.
Still there.
I think Harrison is so cute. Oh my God, he's scrumptious.
Harrison, I really wanted Harrison and the girl to be brother and sister. Don't ask me why, but in my head, I just felt like that was what needed to happen. Harrison and Olivia.
My mom said the same thing.
Oh, you wanted to be brother and sister?
I did.
Why?
Because, I don't know, a big part of me felt like if they weren't, there is a small chance that they might end up dating. But I feel like with the type of mom Olivia had, there's still a great chance that Harrison might be. I refuse to let go of hope because Olivia's too lonely.
So you think she needs siblings?
I think she needs something. Jesus.
Well, hey, if she's in Second Life, she can just say, hey, that's my brother, and that's the end of that. You know how that goes.
Well, no, because if she's in Second Life, then she'd sleep with him, and I'm really hoping they don't sleep together.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. My mom said the same thing.
What, did she think they should be siblings?
She thought that would be, like, a big plot twist to find out that Harrison and Olivia were really brother and sister this whole time. Olivia knew, but Harrison didn't know. So... I don't know.
Is he adopted or something? Or
we don't know
the father is a
whole.
We haven't really gotten his story yet. We got everybody else's, but we don't really know his story.
Oh, but not his. So then it is a possibility then. If you don't know what his story is or what his background is, yeah. Then it is a possibility.
Right, but it wouldn't be the father if that's the case. It would be the mom.
It would be the mother.
Her father actually... It's hard to say he's not the bad guy, but he really, it's kind of like splitting hairs. He's not a bad guy, but he has to do his job. And his job means he kills people. Follow me here. But he's not a bad guy. Her mom, on the other hand, her job isn't to kill people, but she chooses to kill people. Do you get the difference?
No, I've been reading that the mother's kind of crazy.
She's not kind of crazy. She is.
Yeah, I've been reading that. She's kind of like on the nut side.
But it fits her. It fits her character. If it's, I mean, not saying that she looks like an actual killer in real life, but it, you know, it actually fits who she's playing.
Candy Alexander is a very versatile. I actually knew Candy in real life. Well, knew her. I don't deal with her anymore. But she's actually a very versatile actress. She started off as a dancer, because I was actually reading something where she was saying she wouldn't mind it being a musical, and people were surprised. And I was like, I'm not surprised, because that's what she started off her career. She used to be a dancer in Chorus Line, so that didn't really surprise me that she would choose to see Scandal as a musical, which me, I don't know why the hell somebody would want to, but her saying that didn't surprise me. But she's a real versatile actress. I really like her. Most of the time, whatever she's in, she plays that part well. So it doesn't surprise me. I may just watch it just because of her.
I think you should watch all the way up to season 3 before you have another show, so you don't sound like
I do right now, like not knowing what the hell's going on, because I sure do. Because I was like, because Brooklyn said, that's my show. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. And then Bobby, oh, yeah. And then when I mentioned it, because I was at a function tonight, and I mentioned it, everybody was like, oh, my God, you're going to do a Scandal show? I'm like, for real? All you people are really, like, excited about it? A Scandal show? Come on now.
If you would have started watching it from the beginning, and like, I know because I work at night, I have to tape it. And if I forget to tape it and I got to watch it on demand, I'm pissed off because I can't watch it until Sunday. So, yeah, Scandal is my show. If I miss an episode, I'm completely lost. And I'm mad.
Well, I tell you what, I will make it a point to try, because since I'm off work right now, which I'm hoping I'll go back next week because of the sickness, but be quiet. I hope I do. But I guess what I'll do is I promise I will start watching it on Netflix. And I guess I'm going to have to go back to season 1 to catch up, because even though I've seen season 1, there's a lot I don't remember about season 1. One thing I do have to say I like about Scandal is the music. They've got some pretty, I don't know, that wasn't season 1 only, but I love the music that they play. Matter of fact, I found two songs that one was by Sam Cooke, and I forgot who the other one was by, that I liked because of the music that they play. I don't know if they still do that in this new season. Do they still play the old time, like the 60s and 70s music?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't notice the music.
Me either. But see, I don't watch the show for the music.
Oh, my God.
I usually like music.
We're both fired.
And I usually pick out songs, but you have to understand that show does not allow things like that.
Oh, my God.
You will
God.
Not notice the song. The
see,
most
I guess
song
I noticed
Olympia
a lot, but that I noticed that. I noticed that because I remember the song by Sam Cooke. I could tell you exactly when they played it, when the guy was there and he was talking about getting married, and they were at some restaurant, and that's when they played the Sam Cooke song. And I was like, wow, that song is really, really nice. And I had Angel to hear it. The next thing I know, he had dedicated to me. It was so sweet. But, yeah, they have
to pretty
good.
You're clearly not paying attention to the show if you're noticing Sam Cooke songs. You're not
paying attention.
You're focused on the wrong damn thing.
Obviously more than you two are, because of the fact that I must be paying more attention, because you guys are like, music? They play music? When? I never heard any music being played.
Right, because you're so into watching what's going on, I'm not paying attention to no music. I'm focused on the conversation that's going on. And that's about it. I'm not paying attention to
the heart attack that you
want to go on.
Brother. Well, I just saw it looks like season 1 is only a few episodes.
Yeah, it's only 7.
So I'm going to, of course, watch season 1 first, which is only 7 episodes. And then season 2, 22? And these are an hour long, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they cut the commercials,
so it's not really an hour.
They're
not going to have another show in 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
My mom watched it. She watched season one and season two. And if she could do it, you can do it.
Yeah, right. But how long did it take her to watch it? How long did it take her to watch it?
2 days. 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
All right, okay, all right. I'm not going to make any more excuses. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to watch season one tonight, which is more. Well, I'm not going to be able to watch all of it. Let's see, that's an hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No,
it's not really an hour. It's more like 41 minutes.
38 minutes, right.
Why? Because the commercial takes up most of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll watch season one. And then, so we need to make a date, ladies, on the next day we're going to discuss it. But the thing is that with season two, since it's already started, I mean season three, I'm not going to be able to view it because it's already started.
On demand,
I know it's not going to be on, is it on Hulu?
Yes, it is.
Okay, if it's on Hulu, then I can watch it. I'll watch it. So I'm gonna do that. I'm going to go ahead and I'll watch it and next time I'll be more in tune and won't sit here and sound like I'm retarded, like I've been sounding for the night, like I'm tired. You heard what Angel said. He's like, yeah, let's put me back on hold because he didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought he was going to tell me he watched Scandal too. I was going to be like, what? I think he's like, what? You watch Scandal? What? I don't believe it. Anyway, ladies, it is time for us to go. Maybe we'll get together again on another topic. But everyone, thank you so much for joining me, Bomb Bomb and Brooklyn. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening, all of those who are out there. As you all know, I do not watch Scandal, so I don't want to get any hate emails or hate messages or hate IMs or posting subs about me not liking Scandal or bossing me out of the Scandal group. I don't want to see all that shit. But I promise I'm going to watch. I promise these two, who I love dearly, that I'm going to watch season one and season two and catch up on season three, and then we are all going to discuss it like pros. Anyway, ladies,
she gets
thank
over
you
being
so
pissed
much.
Off.
Thank you for joining me. I got a consolation prize for you. Oh, my God, that was my girl, Brooklyn, and my goddaughter. So, again, I will be catching up, and you will be hearing from me, all right? Ciao. Love ya. Your kisses.